Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 23rd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy each weekday morning to prepare these messages. And just before we share them, we say a prayer together that God will indeed encourage those all over the world who happen to read or listen to our message. Today's message is titled, The Path of Life. The scripture text is Psalm 16, verse 11.
You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever.
Since Brooksine's ankle injury 2 weeks ago, we've been missing our customary walks together.
And so has our dog, Roxy.
On a couple of occasions, Esther and I pushed her in the wheelchair alongside our country road, but it doesn't compare to walking on an old, well-worn path. But unfortunately, the uneven terrain is not suitable for a wheelchair, especially for one with a tender ankle. Today's photo is my favorite part of our walking path across from her house. If you go to the site today, you'll see that photo. An old road between two tree lines with farm fields on each side. It's actually a long abandoned public road and is still deeded to the township that ended right across from our house to a church meeting house, and it can still be seen on maps as Meeting House Run Road. Presently, it's accessible only with a tractor or four-wheel drive type vehicle, and that's just fine with us since we enjoy the solitude of the quiet country setting.
Well, Roxy really loves this part of the walk and often gets very distracted with all the smells of critters buried in the ground, or she chases squirrels up the trees. She runs rabbits ragged as she sets about chasing them in and out of burrows, rock piles, and other accessible hiding places. And the photo that we share really doesn't do the scene justice, because we can't convey in a photo all the sights, let alone the sounds and smells that are a part of the enjoyable experience.
Well, Scripture in numerous places speaks of the path of life, with today's passage being the very first. It's from a Psalm of David, written some 3,000 years ago. In addressing God, David says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever."
God continues to make known the path of life to those who earnestly seek Him. Today it is the road less traveled, since many, even by default, follow the broad road where the majority travel.
There are several references to the path of life in the Proverbs, such as, "He is on the path of life who heeds instruction," and "The path of life leads upward for the wise."
But the final reference to the path of life in Scripture may actually surprise you. Peter quotes several verses from Psalm 16 in his sermon on the day of Pentecost, concluding with the daily verse from Acts 2:28, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence." He makes it clear that ultimately in this psalm, David was referring to Jesus Christ as the path of life. Of course, he himself tells us, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Well, I thank God for making known to me the path of life through the person of Jesus Christ, His Son. What a great joy and blessing to follow Him. And that's something all of us can do regardless of where you live.
Let's pray together. Father, I consider today the path of life laid out for those who are wise. It certainly isn't the shortest, most traveled, or least difficult trail. There are times when the incline may be so steep it forces me on all fours, but that's a posture in which I'm most humbled. It forces me to kneel down before you, the Lord, my Maker. Your strength is perfect when my strength is fleeting. It is a place where I realize it is no longer my strength, but it is in your perfect strength that I walk. It is no longer my plan, but it is your perfect plan that I follow. It is no longer my wisdom, but your perfect wisdom that instructs me. You give perfect direction and adequate strength to walk the upward path that leads to life everlasting. Thank you that I will never walk the path of life alone, for you lead the way as you make my feet like hinds' feet on high places. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, may God help each of our listeners today to walk on that path of life. Once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This is the message we prepared for Friday, May 23rd, 2008. We do have several photos on the site today. We have the photo that kind of prompted the message of the trail. And also have a link to a Google map where you can kind of get a bird's eye view of our trail where we live. Many of you enjoy Google Earth or map like I do. And it's a page that should open up to an outline of our trail with that very spot indicated in the trail. Well, we have some music on the site today. One of the songs we have is a song, an old hymn called In the Garden. It has a phrase in it many of us know and love. He walks with me and he talks with me. But as Brooksine said a prayer today, my mind and our prayers have been going out to Stephen Curtis Chapman, who many of you perhaps by now have heard that had a tragic accident, one of the mysteries of God's providence, Wednesday night when his teenage son very accidentally ran over and killed his little five-year-old adopted daughter from China. And we can just imagine the pain that family is feeling right now. We've prayed numerous times in my home. Some things are just practically impossible to understand. When Brooksine was praying, she used a line, whether she was thinking of Stephen Curtis Chapman in this line, and she's nodding her head, "No, your strength is perfect when my strength is fleeting." Brought to mind one of his songs that I'm going to have to look up before I continue my work today, but it'll be up on the site by the time you have the ability to listen to this podcast. And we will be praying for Stephen Curtis Chapman and his family through this time. And any given day, there are scores that have similar situations, but it especially touches this one, somebody we know, of course. Our website, again, is dailyencouragement.net. It's a pleasure to share God's Word with you, and may you be encouraged today, regardless of whatever day you may be listening to our message.